We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The 2021 basketball season is here, again, already. The teams around the league took the offseason to retool and revamp and are ready to hit the court. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is easy, so what are you waiting for? Get in on all of the action now. To celebrate the return of B-ball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100 to 1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right, all you have to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week, and if your team wins, you cash a crisp $100 bill. While we are all excited for the return of basketball, let's not forget football's playoffs are right around the corner, so head to the App Store now and check out all of DraftKings' daily odds boosts. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get 100 to 1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code DNVR for new players to get a shot at $100 on any featured matchup this week for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to be 21 years or older. Colorado only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
From the Bengals, Roethlisberger, Juju Smith-Schuster is blown up.
Welcome to That's Good Sports. I am Brandon. I love how quickly the internet produces Perna. As soon as I saw Juju get blasted right by the Bengals logo, I tweeted out this video, at Brandon Perna, by the way, on Twitter, and I was going to edit together Juju dancing on the Bengals logo pregame and then smash cut to him getting smashed to start this episode. That was my exact idea. And then Complex Sports did all the work for me. Thanks, Complex, for that simple edit. Von Bell rocked him. And I like to call this, for whom the Von Bell tolls. It's Juju. And that's a Hemingway reference, not Metallica. The last thing I need is to be sued by Metallica. The Jets beat the Rams. The Bengals beat the Steelers on Monday Night Football. And every NFL playoff contender just breathed a collective sigh of relief, knowing they don't have to face the Bengals or Jets in the postseason. We'll touch on the Bengals' win, why Steelers fans should be nervous right now. Plus, I've got some NFL news to regurgitate. Dwayne Haskins hitting the strip clubs, which isn't as bad as his backup Steven Montez liking a tweet that stated Haskins is straight garbage. Come on, Steven. We all know he's bisexual recyclable. And putting a label on it, it's really dated, Steven. And some other stuff today. That's good, sports. Hey, if you're a fan of idiotic morons reading you NFL news, subscribe to this YouTube channel. I do have Big Dick Patreon shoutouts at the end of the episode, so stay tuned. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, a great, wholesome family movie starring Alex Smith. Mr. Haskins Goes to the Strip Club. Well, that's a movie Daddy watches when the kids go to sleep. Although that's not nearly as disturbing as the sequel to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which was Mr. Smith Gets 17 Leg Surgeries in Washington. And the worst of all of the Washington films, the future documentary about scumbag Dan Snyder. Snyder reportedly paid $1.6 million to settle sexual misconduct that occurred on his private plane in 2009. At least Dwayne Haskins pays up front. And the girls actually want to be there. Dwayne Haskins went to the strip club and got ratted out by social media. Nothing has been more damaging to man's discreet pursuit of satisfying his constant need for tits and ass than social media. It's not good when your team name is more ambiguous than your actions. Dwayne apparently went to the titty bar after playing a terrible game on Sunday, throwing money at ass to feel better after playing like ass. That's actually okay with me. Attending a gentleman's club after a game wouldn't be a big deal if Haskins were good, and if the NFL didn't have strict protocols for what you should be doing during a pandemic so you don't jeopardize the health of others. More specifically, high-risk people like your head coach who just had fucking cancer treatment. Haskins has already apologized for putting the needs of his penis ahead of the football team. To be fair to Dwayne, he was drafted when this kind of thing was encouraged by the Washington football team. Now, strip club is a dirty place, even when the world is not dealing with a highly contagious virus. There's a lot of bugs you can catch at a strip joint, and the most dangerous being the love bug. Nothing is more dangerous to a man's health than falling in love with a stripper. And keeping in theme of sex, bring out the prophylactics because this gentleman is ready to fornicate. That would be Josh Gordon, as he's been activated to the Seahawks 53-man roster. I am glad to see Flash Gordon is back, but unless Seattle plans on playing him at corner, I'm not sure how much he actually helps an already elite passing game. And today's Bench Warmer Brew, my coffee company, brings you the player of the weekend, Ryan Finley. Like I said, this is my coffee company. And Patreon donor Jacob mentioned it. Jacob, I upped my contribution just so Brandon would give me another shout out. Where the fuck is my coffee, you bearded fuck Lath? Well, Jacob, shoot us a DM at BenchWarmerBrew on Twitter and I can look into your shipment for you. Again, we source craft coffee beans. Organic, ethically sourced, and you can get it at benchwarmerbrew.com. Every order we fulfill, we make a donation of a meal to a family or person in need through the Faya Foundation. So when you buy my coffee, you're doing something good for the world. And if you want to save, because like I've said, my beans aren't cheap, subscribe to get monthly shipments or however frequently you want a bag of beans sent to your house. And that's how you can save a little. BenchWarmerBrew.com, bench player Ryan Finley. His last name suggests he'd be a perfect Dolphins QB, but Finley led the Bengals to the upset behind a 23-yard rushing touchdown, 47 total rushing yards, and just 89 passing yards and a tutty. Finley only threw the ball 13 times and got the win. Efficiency. Big Ben had 38 passing attempts and just 170 yards. That's 4.47 per attempt. And this was Finley's first start of this season, coming off of the bench to replace an injured Brandon Allen. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, Ryan, at BenchWarmerBrew, and we will send you a free bag of coffee. Derek Watt was knocked out of the game on the first punt. It was a scary moment because his head hit Alex Erickson's knee after Jordan Evans gave Watt a little shove from behind. Watt goes down and his whole body seized up, like Congress when they have to give American citizens money instead of corporations. Now, there could have been three major injuries on this single play. Watt suffered the concussion, and Erickson shot up in the air after being hit in the knee and blasted Evans right in the face. It was a crazy play. J.J. Watt commented on what it was like to watch a family member possibly suffer a career-ending injury in real time. He said, "Worst feeling you can ever have watching a football game. Sounds like he's going to be all right, thankfully. Thank you for all of the thoughts and concerns, and please do not lose to the fucking Bengals, Pittsburgh. As a member of the 2020 Texans, I've done enough losing for the Watt family to last a lifetime." It was a long tweet. Derek should be okay. That's what's important. What's a bit disgusting is seeing the Twitter account Sneaker Plug promoting their knockoff Gucci handbags and JJ's mentions about his brother's injury. What the hell is that? That's fucked up. That's a fucked up advertisement. Now TJ, in his brother's honor, made a huge stop on 3rd and 2 to end the Bengals' first series on offense. This game felt like a classic Steelers-Bengals bloodbath, but with incredibly inept offense. So many 3-and-outs. The game was entirely composed of 3-and-outs until Big Ben finally fumbled. The Bengals had great field position, but on 3rd down, Bengals tackles, both of them, simply just forgot to block. Joe Burrow lasted 10 weeks behind that Bengals line, which is about 6 weeks longer than any human should. If QB bonuses were paid out by how bad an offensive line is, every Bengals quarterback would be a billionaire this season. Now, Big Ben ended the first half with little stats, just 19 passing yards, and the Bengals had a commanding 17-0 lead. Steelers fans, you should be worried now. That offense is hot garbage. The O-line is soft, the receivers are inconsistent, and there's no run game to speak of. The Bengals rushed the ball 41 times. Take note, Mike Tomlin. 25 of those carries went to Giovanni Bernard. Hardly an every down back. Benny Snell was actually more productive, and you still only gave him the rock 18 times and just 21 total design runs on the night. I also don't think Roethlisberger's playing style is conducive to being an old-ass man like, say, Tom Brady and Drew Brees have mastered. Ben made his living being tough to tackle, extending plays with the best of them, and then firing the ball downfield when he had receivers who knew to never give up on the play. The only way he can succeed now, without a run game, is to stop pump faking 20 times and get rid of the ball quickly. That sounds simple, but Ben cannot play quarterback the way he's done his entire career, which that's not an easy adjustment to make. The Steelers' best drive came right after halftime, and I like to imagine Mike Tomlin got them ready at half with a fiery speech. I know we all think of Mike Tomlin as a tough guy, but his halftime speech? I think it was super personal and emotional, sounding a little something like, guys, we are down by 17. Ben, do you hate me? Are you mad at me? Then why are you trying to hurt me with your really not so good passes and running backs? More like knife in my backs? And I know you are young receivers, but in this relationship, I expect maturity. You've got these big, soft, beautiful hands. Now use them to catch the ball. Every drop is a metaphorical slap to my face. It's like you're here, but you're not present, respecting me. Hear my truth, men. This is not okay. This is not okay. And that's the kind of sensitive NFL world I want to live in. Now, the Browns can still win the NFC North after this Steelers loss. I thought the chances of that were zero when I saw that the Bengals were on the schedule for the Steelers. Now, with the Colts and then the Browns in their final two games, I think there's a 90% chance Captain Old Fuck loses the top spot in the AFC North. If Pittsburgh continues on this trajectory, they don't deserve a playoff spot, especially considering the Ravens are a better team right now. The funny thing is, even if the Steelers lose out, they are still in the playoffs. Sorry, Dolphins. Now here's the thing about Juju dancing on TikTok. us older lame fucks don't care that he's dancing and making money off of his social brand. He can do whatever the hell he wants, and I respect that. And I actually like Juju, but to call us haters for making fun of him is wrong. He's doing the dancing for attention, so don't try and call me a square when I give him attention. He's intentionally being disrespectful to opposing teams, which I love. And I also love when the most underdog of underdogs light him the fuck up at that same logo he danced on. If Juju is allowed to have fun, then so am I when his cocky dancing looks ridiculous during three straight losses. The biggest sin is that we reward mediocrity. My career on YouTube is a shining example, and so are Juju's dancing skills. Now, Bills fans have earned the right to celebrate and be excited about the postseason. Here's one drunken fan returning from the bars at 2 a.m. after the Bills clinched the AFC East. Bills fans are so enthused, they also won Fox's Ultimate Fan Bracket and used their winnings, which was a Best Fans billboard, to troll those suck-ass Patriots by placing said billboard in Foxborough. I guess that's why they actually call it a Bills board. Hall of Fame linebacker Kevin Green passed away. That's a bad transition. Hall of Fame linebacker Kevin Green passed away on Monday at the age of 58. The cause of his death has not been given, and after the Steelers failed to honor his legacy by losing to the Bengals, it's going to be a shitty week for Steelers fans. Green is third all-time in sacks, was a beast on the field, and paved the way for guys like Clay Matthews and Andrew Van Ginkle to rock that long, beautiful blonde hair under those helmets from the linebacker position. Kevin Green was a legend, and you will be missed. And my apologies for the dumb segue into honoring you. And finally, I have Big Dick Patreon shoutouts for Andrew Gonzalez, CJ DiVincenzo, Glenn Ponca upping to a $30 yearly donation, Rick, one bad chromosome away from being born a Hobbit Levang. Rick Levang, of course, made me those great Broncos songs that I posted on That's Good Broncos. Adam Whitbrot, Blazer Tracer 88, Dylan, Fire Pat Shermer in Give Drew Locke's Dances with Horses Lock a Chance. Sharp. Steven, Danger Zone Kyota, One Man, Two Myths, All the Legends. Dane O'Keefe, Harvey Mushman, SFC Nerds, and Alan J. Etchings, who wanted me to say Wendy is the best wife ever. Good job, Wendy. And I love you, Josh Lacey. Patreon.com/That's Good Sports. That's how you can support this channel in addition to Bench Warmer Brew. And we do a monthly Zoom meeting for all $10 patrons. We just had that last week. Was a lot of fun. Boom, subscribe here, YouTube, do it. The 2021 basketball season is here, again, already. The teams around the league took the offseason to retool and revamp and are ready to hit the court. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, has rolled out another one of their can't-miss offers. DraftKings Sportsbook is easy, so what are you waiting for? Get in on all of the action now. To celebrate the return of B-Ball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new players 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's right, all you have to do is bet $1 on any featured matchup this week, and if your team wins, you cash a crisp $100 bill. While we are all excited for the return of basketball, let's not forget football's playoffs are right around the corner, so head to the App Store now and check out all of DraftKings' daily odds boosts. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any featured matchup this week. That's code DNVR for new players to get a shot at 100 $100 on any featured matchup this week for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You got to be 21 years or older. Colorado only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.